We're on Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis, in the middle of the Yomid. Ba'oid Gozru Tainis, Asha Ochlu Zeivim, Omar Ule, Mishim Rab Shimim Ben Yehi Tzodok, Maise Ubolu Zeivim, Shnei Tinoikis, Vikiyum Derech Beis Harei, Ubo Maise Lifnei Chachomim. Vetiaru es haboso, vetimo eso atzomi. So the boso that came out of the Zeivim, they said is not metame to mismeis, but the tzomis are metame. Let us see Rashi. Ubolon kshehen shleimim. It was not chew, they did not chew it up. Vetiaru es haboso, sheene metame to mismeis, shenisakel. That's not metametum es meis, because it got digested already. V'nizbato toich meyo. And Rashi makes in the kimte chagoin sheshohu yemei ikul. There are different animals that have different zmane ikul. A kelev has a zmane ikul of 3 days. So Rashi says that's what it's speaking about, that it was sho the zman ikul. Pir Shebalmus, so has a din perish and it loses the shame boso. The Meiri is chaylik on Rashi, he says, Kol shehikiyoy mokim yitziyosoy oise ikl. If it went through the digestive system, even though, and it came out of the body of the chaye, so even though there was no shehiye, that process alone, it gives it a teiris equal and loses the shame machol sheboy. V'timu eso atzomois deloy misaklo. Atzomois are not misaklo, so they still live a teiris etzem odom on themselves. Let us see teisvis. V'tiru es aboso perish lefishen isaklo bimei hazaevim. V'timu es atzomois deloy maaklo. They became the sakel b'me'ei ha'za'evim, from places who seem like Rashi, that in the b'me'ayim, they were in this akel. Zot the Gemara weiter. Al elu masriyin b'shabbos. Let us just again see the Mishnah to refresh our memory. The Mishnah is on the Yutes HaMadalev. Aleilu Masriyim B'Shabbos. We had on Daf Yudalot already here. Masriyim does not mean Masriyim B'Shofar. It means Masriyim B'Koil Tzaoko Aneinu. Al-Ir Shekifu Anochrim Einor V'Asvina Ametorefes B'Yom. So, V'Zoyekim B'Shabbos. Rabbi Yosi Oimer L'Ezra V'Loi L'Tzaoko. Rabbi Yosi holds that Tzaoko is also. Rashi had said on Daf Yudalid, what is the svore? Tfil eloy letzoke, tfilah shen onu betuchim kolkach, shetoyl tfilaseinu litzoik aleyem b'shabbos. It's very unclear what the machloikis is. Al kaponim, Rabbi Yosi held, since we're not betuach, that the tfilah would be niskabel, so there's no heter of tzaoka in Shabbos. And you're not shoyl tzchochov in Shabbos. If we'd be batuach, then perhaps it would be permissible. This is a maisa pikuach nefoshes over here. But since we're not batuach, for some reason, it doesn't fall to the category of safik pikuach nefoshes, we're not tzoyik. Elo le'ezro, and Rashi said, tu pshotim, either tzoyikim levnei odom, sheyevoyu le'ezrom, or a different pshat, shayim mispalom kol echad bebeisoy le'ezra ba'alma, but they were not mispalo barab. Shimon HaTimoni oimer af al hadeva. Now Shimon HaTimoni said that you're saying that the masriin b'shabbos, you say a few cases, ir shikifu anochim, ayno, asfina meterefes b'yom. Shimon HaTimoni added another case. If there's a Deva Rachmana Nitzlam that's going on, so Yemasri and Shabbos. Loi Hoidu Loi Chachomim. The Chachomim were not Moide to Shimon HaTimoni, and the Mishnah will get a little bit more clarified in the Gemara. Sagt die Gemara, Al eilu masriim b'shabitz, tonu rabonu. Echot ir shekifu nochem, einor, echot svina hametarefes b'yom. These are cases that Arabim finds themselves in a matzav of sakonis nefoshes. Ve'echot yochid shenirdaf mipnei nochem or mipnei listim. Or a yochid finds himself in a matzav of pikuach nefoshes. U'mipnei ruacho, or another case. Mipnei ruacho, Rashi says, shenichnes by ruach sheida, v'rotz v'hoylech, v'shema yitva benor, o'yipel v'yomus. His actions are, seems uncontrollable. And who knows where he'll end up. She's also, the Ruach Ro is another instance, another marshal of Pikuach Nefoshes. This person is a Mesukan. So here the Baraisa says, Al Kulon Yochid Rashoi Lesagev Es Atzmai Betainis. A Yochid, in the Mishnah we're not speaking about Tainesim, we're speaking about Shabbos, and we're speaking about Tfilah. Now, in all these cases, Yochid Rashoi Lesagev Es Atzmai Betainis, a Yochid is permitted to fast, but not Geuser Tainis Betziba, but a Yochid is permitted to fast. In Rabbi Yossi Yoimer, in a Yochid Rashoi Lesagev Es Atzmai, a Yochid is not permitted to fast on these instances, Betainis, Shema Yitztarech Labriyis Venabriyis Marachmeis Olof. Maybe by fasting will be an etzvarech labrius, and the brius will not be merachem olov. Now before we go further, I'd like to say over a shita lebala tzroiris that explains this gemara, and later we'll see this aran, and we'll have a new clarkeit in the gemara. He said, that what it says in the Mishnah, that Masrin, and Yirshi Kifu Enochim, Einor, etc. So that's Asro Bepeh. Uba'elu HaTzoris. So he says, these Tzoris, what we're speaking about, these are imminent Tzoris, it's Oymed Ala Perik, they're in a matzav of Sakonis Nefoshes. Im Hoyu Goizrin Lehis Anois, Hoyo lehem lis anes yomim ritzufim. This is not, if you want to be misane, to be misal v'gzeire, this is day after day, they're in a matzav of sakonis nefoshes mamish. Here there's no union of beis hei beis. Beis hei beis is vinisht vi, you still have time. This is, you would have to fast each day. Ve'ein ligzer kach al hatzibur. You can't do such a thing to be goyzer a tainis hitzufim an hatzibur. Lefikach lerotzu ligzer tainis klal. So since already the tainesim, which theoretically would be needed to be mesalik the gzeire, if we'd go with a posh the cheshmin, it would be to fast each day, and that we can't be goyzer. So finished. So the Oifin of Kabbalah Tfilah Yidei Tainis, they took away from this matzah. Avol omru sheyasriu v'yivakshu rachmim b'chol yayim. But this every day, they were masriyim, they were tzoyik, v'afilu b'shabbos. That's what the Mishnah is saying. Masriyim afilu b'shabbos. That means masriyim yayim achayim. And the come Shabbos, you don't change on hug, you must read a filo b'Shabbos. V'hainu diktoni b'braise. So this now will understand what's happening over here. Rashoi l'sagev, that a yochid is permitted l'sagev as atzmai. V'lektoni rashoi l'his anois, he's permitted to fast, which Nisoid was speaking about fasting. No, lefi sheheim tainis ritzufim. We're talking about a different type of fasting. The fasting, which theoretically is needed in this matzav, is tainis ritzufim. That's what's needed. And the tzibur will never be goes to such a thing. But a yochid, if he wants to be mekabel on himself to rectify the matzav, So if he wants, it could be lisagi fasatzme, and they'll fast day after day. The Rabbi Yosi nami, and Rabbi Yosi is chaylik. Rabbi Yosi said no. Rabbi Yosi said that in Adam in a yachid rishel lisagi sabatzme betaynis shema yitzdarich lebrius. So the sheet of the Balatzorah says, Ilo hayyatainis misokim, if we're speaking about beis, hey beis, hayy maydi de misanim. Breyam eroi de pligi be perikamos, Itaisus also speaks about this. It's b'chalashah, if you love to fast, Amaroyim spoke about it. V'loichoshu lo mitayim adeshem ayitztach. No one ever in the first paragraph speaking about inyan abtayneisim, no one ever spoke about that shem ayitztach labriyas. So the teretz is because it's two types of taneisim. The first paragraph speaking about taneisim, after shen's knife and it's beis hay beis, but it's not taneisim ritzufim. Here we're speaking about Taineisim Ritzufin, and we'll see Taisvis says, Daretzach Dolei Motzi Lemitzer Nafshei, he can't remain healthy if he's taking on himself such an anhoge. And that's why Rashi says over here, Rashi says, Yitztarech Lebriyes, Lesagish Lanes Nefesh, Metagamine Lesagof and Nefash, Yitztarech Lebriyes, Ki Ein Boi Koyach. He doesn't have koyach, so the Yaiba says he's going to become a cholosh. I mean, it's going to have an effect on him. By fasting, tainis and ritzufin, he's going to become a cholosh. This is not, he feels weak, he's not eating. He's going to become a cholosh, and he can't work anymore, finish. He's going to become a aim by koyach, he won't have koyach. So what's going to be? So now will be matav atzmai ala tzibu. So he did this because he had wonderful intentions. He wanted to be mispalal on the tzibu, but now he can't support himself. So shema yitzach lebris, v'ein abris merachmes olov. There won't be merachim olov. He was mesavev it himself. So they won't to the Vayna Bris Marach Mesol. Oma Rav Yehuda Oma Rav my time de Rav Yosi. What is the reason of Rav Yosi? Tersi v'yodom lenefesh chaye nishomesh enosati boch hachyeho. Should be machaye in the nishomet. Now, this is already a very difficult gemara. The Rav Yehuda says my time de Rav Yosi. He made time with Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi said the time because Shemi Yitzchak Labriz. So the Ben Yoyada wants to say Pshat in the Gemara. V'lomo lo yismoich shabriya yisiyu merachma yisolo. Why shouldn't he be saying that there'll be merachma yisolo? So they brought a posik. Shema mino hachye ato ba'atzmocho. That's what the Ben Yehuda says. I think the Ben Yehuda means that the my time with the Rabbi Yosi is as follows. What do you mean? Shema yitzach labriyis, ben abriyis marach meisolov. If he's doing the right thing, so if he's doing the right thing, so if the fasting will bring about that he can't support himself, so he can rely that Mestama the Bris will support him. I mean, that's L'chayre that falls into the ghetto of Bitoch, and the Rabbi Yisrael will see, V'nosn L'cho Rachmim V'richamcha. The Rabbi Yisrael will make sure that there'll be Marachm on him. I mean, every Rachmanis works like that. That's what the Chavis Avodah says. That if someone is Rachmanis on him and is native to him, so he should thank the Rabbeinu Shalom. Shanosan Beliboy to Rachmanis on him. So why should he be afraid that this won't occur? So that's my time with the Rabbi Yosi. So the moment is a posik because that's not the Seder Habriyah. The Rabbeinu Shalom says, you have to make sure Neshama shenasati boch achyeho, you have to be mechaye your neshama. That's how the neshama was given to you. Forget if you're doing the wrong thing, so therefore could be you won't be zeichet techiyas. That means that's mutal al ha'adam, and therefore he can't sacrifice that because he wants to be mesana on the tzores hayochid or the tzores hatziba. The tzibla nefesh chaya achyeho. Now let us see Taisvis. Val kulon reshoi lesagiv atzmei betaynis, perish lanis nefesh metagamina lesagof and nefash. Abyeisi ayma en ayochid reshoi lesagiv. V'nirali dahani tanoi loy pligi bohoda mayri hanoi miroi bepirken dola'el im nikro choyte en nikro kodesh. Ta miroi pligi bemotzi letzorei nafshe. That lemotzos, that means there won't be any detrimental effect from his time. So states of the day he fasts, he doesn't feel to bekoyach, but that's nothing. That's normal. That's motzi letzorei nafshe. It won't have a detrimental effect on him. Vahani tanoi pligi b'deloi motzi letzorei nafshe. That means he'll become a cholosh because of this. He will be affected from these taneisim. He cannot get back to his koiches after he starts such an hoge. And so therefore it's very good. Therefore over there the Gemara doesn't mention anything about Rabbi Yossi of Shemit Tzarech Labris, because so there we're speaking about he'll never be a Mitztarech Labris. It's Motzel Tzurei Nafshe. He was speaking about a different type of a times. Now, we have here a machloikis in the Mishnah between Shimon HaTimoni and the Chachomim, if Masriin al Hadeva. Shimon HaTimoni Oimer af al Hadeva, and the Chachom Machloik. Iboilu, doi hoiduloi Chachomim b'Shabbos, they hold you not Masriye, that's b'Shabbos, avol b'choil hoiduloi, but b'choil yo'am Masriye, they hold that a filu b'choil, you're also not masriya, and ever. Toshma, the sanya masriin ala deva b'shabitz, vein tzach loyme b'choil. This is Shimon HaTimoni. Rab Chonon ben Pitin, Tamidish Rabbi Kiva, Mishum Rabbi Kiva, oyma ein masriin ala deva kol ika. Yibachlal na masriya ala deva. So what does Rashi say? Chanan bepit noime mesrin ala deva afilo b'choil tigzeiroi. Now, to understand Rashi, to understand a little bit what's pshat from the sugyim, let us see the Zeran and the Chidushi Anshe Shem which shed light on our Gemara. This is the Ranas, the Daf Yerif and Daf Chesam at Beis. He's going on the Mishnah. It says in the middle of the Ran, it's halfway between the Mishnah and the Gemara. V'loi hoidoloi chachomim, pashtinim b'gemore, dafilu b'choyer loi hoidoloi, they were not moide, loy she yasriu, you're not permitted to be masriya b'choil, the loy she yisanu, and you're not permitted to fast, by deva. Umiyu, hani mili loyma, now the Ran has a very pertinent kasha to ask, because the Mishnah, the same Mishnah before, we have a chachamim that hold, that you're not Masriya and you're not Misana ala Deva. And before we had the Mishnah that Chen Ir Sheyesh Po Deva, so we had Misana or Misraz, what else we would say Misana is Voloi Masriya is, Abekiva ima Masriya is Voloi Misana is. So it's Amuim de Kemaisa. We had before that the ear she sviva is a ear she yesh by deva, according to Rabbi Kiva, the big Michael, so it's masriyas v'loy misanais. But they're masriyas, and that ear alone is misanah u'masriyas. And over here we have an arm, and here we have an arm Mishnah, the Chacham seems this is a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva, Loi Masriyes. The ear sheyesh by Deva Loi Masriyes. Avadi was Loi Masanik. So what's pshat in the Mishnah? Zokteran. Umi Yuhani Mili Loima Shindonim Ir Sheyesh Bodever Ki Ir Shekifua Akum. The Shaila over here is Shimon HaTemoni put Dever into the same category of the Ir Shekifua Akum. And the din by Ir Shekifua Akum is Shenasriya Oleho Beretzufa Afilu B'Shabbos. That's the Ir She. And Shimon HaTemoni, Etimoni said, so who adin if ir sheyesh bo devil? It's the same sakonis nefoshis. And that v'chaylik would not masriya beretzifis. Umihu, oiso he'ir, misane umasras. That ir sheyesh bo devil is misane misras. You know how? That's base hey base. That's these tanaisim it'll have of beis hay beis. Usvi vise misanis v'loy masriyus l'didon the kamon karbon of the pligia the rabbi kiva. So there are two different sugyas over here. There's one sugya. Is there a din masriyus spiritzifis? And then there's and that we have a machleike shimon ha'temoni and the chachamim. But the mishnah before said the zicha another din is a din of misanois. Let us just see the Chedushian Sheshem. He's a little mavayel, better the Ran. Ratzaloima, ma'acher shenifshet b'gemor ad libed Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara is poishit to ein masriyin afilu b'chol. That's what the Gemara says. Mikol shkein shelo yis'anu. The Rabbi Kiva svirelei the ein misanin. That's the gilson of the Bar Svirelei the ein misanin. Shai amru mishmoi b'maslis v'se masriin the masriin. That means Rabbi Kiva is the one that holds that tainis is less than hasod. I mean, you don't make tainis. So if here it says ein masriin, avadik v'se ein misanin. Ein lahakshe, so mevuah b'masnisim v'afilus v'viseo masriyis l'Rabbi Kiva gabi dever. The k'mafafah m'chochim loymer shemiyushiv b'ma shekosav v'rat achaka. Shekosav v'miyu animilu loymer, otsa loymer. Sheposhet b'einav shemasriyin al dever, that's poshet y'masriy al dever. Rak she'ein masriyin oler b'ritzufe. Otsa loymer kamepomim b'zeh chazek ma'isha'oisin b'ir shekifua akum. Umemele, a case where you are masriya beretzufa, and according to Shimon HaTemoni that you would be masriya beretzufa by Deva, umemele sriya filo b'shabbos. So the Chachomim says, d'zeinai. No, that by Deva not. Ela masriyin b'diluk, beiz v'hei. V'zeh she'omru b'gmore d'ein masriyin afilu b'choil, haynu rotzoloyim beretzufim. That means the Shimon HaTemoni said that a ir sheyesh boi dever falls into the same category with an ir shekifu akum, that masriim beretzifus. And that the Chachamim said no. And why not, Hake? Zok the Chedushan Sheshem, the sheloi yevo lehisro gam b'shabbos. That means that they said Shabbos you're not allowed to. First it was a machloikis, the Yisoida machloikis of Shimon HaTemoni. And the Chachomim is, are you allowed to be Masriya in Shabbos? Is this such a dangerous matzev that you have to be Masriya in Shabbos? So the Shimon HaTemoni held yes. So then you make the whole Seida of Asra every day of the week. The Chachomim hold that a devil is not like the other matzovim. So Shabbos, you're not permitted to be Masriye. And since you're not permitted to be Masriye b'Shabbos, you're not permitted to be Masriye b'Choyl, if you'll be being masring every day, so from your actions you're showing that this is like kifu akup, so the be masri in Shabbos also, and which is ikha also. So therefore they say you're not masri a period. The shallah yavoyu lehisro lasro gam be Shabbos. Ma'achad atzori b'chol yoyim v'yoyim, because since this is atzori b'chol yoyim v'yoyim, v'atzalosam nechpezit, so they might come to be matzri in Shabbos, u'be'emes ein atzori kol kach misukenes l'atzri yoleh b'Shabbos. And be'emes, this is not a misukendike matzv, that you should be permitted to be matzri b'Shabbos. V'lekach ein matzrim b'ritzuf v'kol ikah afilu b'chol. That is Pshat in Arashi. Rashi said that this Avodah Mishnah says Pshat in Rashi. Rashi says, "Afilu b'chol masrin ala ei masrin ala dav afilu b'chol tigzeirahi." So the tigzeira means we goyza chol ata Shabbos. We be masriya. The retzifes b'chol you might come to be masriya b'Shabbos. So therefore, this is also. Just let us see one more minute. The Ran and the Chesam at base. He says something which is brought down the halacha. V'yochid anirdaf mipnei akum, or mipnei ruach ro, shenichnesu bei ruach shet, v'rotz v'oiloch shem yitava benar, yipo v'yomus, oi shuhu choyli mimnei acheloi. Or he's sick, chlau. Here we just spoke about such a choyli, this is mishama, more or less a mental choyli. Lefize yeshlu meid mikan, l'chol choyli sheyesh by sakonas hayoyim, there's a sakonas hayoyim, the masriyim olov b'Shabbos. Shlei omru mimnei ruach ro, ruach ro is not bafke ruach ro, el mnei shuhu choyli shel sakonah b'yoyim, chaker. This is also called a choyli sheyesh by sakonah, because since his ritze is uncontrollable, he might end up, he might drown. It is only permissible so then they were matter to be mispalul afilo bezaoke. And that's Adova Muskim. Never is a shayla if this falls into this category. Zok the Gemara weiter, al kol tzore shaloi tovei al atzibo, tana rabono, al kol tzore shaloi tovei al atzibo, masriin oleho, chutz miroiv kshomim. Miroiv kshomim, we are not mispalo that they should stop. My time, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Lefi she'ein mispalolim al roiv ha-toive. Not allowed to be mispalol. If you have a riboy of toive, which is uncomfortable, you're not mispalol that should go away. V'omar Rabbi Yochanan, minayin she'ein mispalolim al roiv ha-toive, she'nema heviu eskol ha-maisa obeis ha-oitza, and the Pasuk feels always, Barikosi lochem brocha ad belidoi, mai ad belidoi, oma romi barabiut, ad she yivlu sifsei seichem miloimer dai. That even though you'll be saying that it's sufficient already, but that's nothing, the Rebbeinu Shem will continue with this brocha. So the Ran says pshat over here. The Ran says, "Kiven shekachu midosai shel hakadosh baruch hu." This is the midah of the Rebbeinu Shlom, shekshu nene la'ama Yisrael, mashpia lahem mitoivosoi ad sheyivlu. That is the anhogi of the Rebbein Shloilem. Ain mispalalin aleo. So you're not mispalalin. This is the Rebbein Shloilem says. What you say? This you're saying it's sufficient. It's felt minishtois. But the Rebbein Shloilem, that is not anhogi of the Rebbein Shloilem. The Rebbein Shloilem, when he's mashpia toiva, he's mashpia toiva, even though the mekablim are would prefer that the toiva should end. Rebbein Shloilem is mashpia the toiva. To the Yahama want to be mitzadet, maybe this goes into the gather of tefillah shov. That means if the rotzen or a bechlal, maybe, I mean, one should not be mispalel an hoge that is keneged the rotzen Hashem, that this should occur. Ube goylo, Omar Rami Barav Yud, ube goylo masriin ole. But in Bovel, if there's a ribu ikshomi, you masriin ole. Why? So Rashi says, Rami Barav Yud, Chochem Sheshmayud, ube goyle, Bovel Shehi Bemetzula. This was a deep mokim, a watery mokim, Masrin Alev Kshomim, Shelo Yerdu, the Moses Leib, Shle Beteim Kivreim. Sheamukehi, it's deep, Vinitboim Bateim Bamayim. That means the water of the ribu ikshamim accumulated there, and then they became floods, and there was a chubit. Let us see a little further. Tanya nami hochi, shana shegishmer merubim, anshei mishmer sholchem la anshei maimed. The anshei maimed were from the Bnei Yisrael that were oimdim ala kolbonis and mishanim and mispalolim, tnu einechem ba'acheichem shebedoyle shaloye boteyem kivreyem. So that means that there's two types of roif toive. There's a roif toive which is uncomfortable, and that is a klal that one should not be mispalol, that it should be nifsak. There's a roif toive which the hezek is involved. And that we're mispalled that should stop. Let us finish the Rashi. And Shemin Sheba, and Shemin Mishma, and Shemaimet, Meforish, Pishloisha, Prokim, Lakamo. Tnu Einechem, Isboinenu, Betfilashem, Betaniyes, Aleihem, Shalayerdu, Reiv Kshomim. Now let us see Taisvis, and Shemishpo, Perish, Anshe Maimed, Perish Tahino, Anshe Maimed, the Yesh be Yisrael, Shoyu Nechlokim Lamamodis Lispalu, Shispalu Alachelim Shebegoilo, Lefishe Gageseim Shovim Venimoikim Machmas Keshomim. But Avon, you don't understand Taisvis. Taisvis comes now with a new Mahalach, because Gageseim Shovim, Lechere Gageseim Shovim was a fellow in Eretz Yisrael also. We had on the Baraisa Daf Chabez that there was a tinik mutl ba'arisa on top of the gag. So Rashi says, "Agil hoy l'shtamish kol tashmishem begagish tayo mishpoim mishupoim ela chalokim v'shovim." And here the Baraisa is speaking about an Eretz Yisrael. We had in Mesechtes Beye. We had Rashi says in Beye Daf Tes. You don't take a sulam, melichnas a sulam, mimokim lamokim, that might say, latiach as gagoi. So Rashi explains that the gagim used to be shovim, and they used to put tiach that the water should be able to chip off. They made a slight angle on it. But the gagim was shovim. I don't understand exactly what Taisus means over here, that, that the chesaron of Bovel was lisha gageseim shovim v'nimoik machmas kshamim. Sot the Gemara weiter. Sholu es Rabbi Elezer at heichen kshamim yerdim v'yispalalu shelo yerdu. So here we're speaking about Eretz Yisrael. Now here, if there's a ribu ikshamim, so how much should it rain? They should be mispalo shalayerdu. Omer lehem, kidei sheyamid odom bekeren ofel. Now, keren ofel was a type of a mountain, was a high mokim, and v'yishachshech raglo b'mayim. That means he's standing on top of this keren ofel, and he's able, and the water is so deep, that standing on top of this mountain, he sticks his foot out over the mountain, and there's water there, and he can, wash his foot, dabble his foot in water. That means that it's pretty, there's too much water already, and he can be mispalo. Fregte gemore vohasanya yodov. We learned up a different shear of yodov, not raglov, of more raglov ki yodov kamina. Raglov and yodov are the same shear. What does Rashi say? Keren ofel shein selo gavoye vekach shemoy, v'yishach shech raglo v'mayim kloima, loy lemein mispallim, it never gets so high. V'sanyo yode et shishach shech yode v'mayim ragloi ki yode, v'kim dech lo shach shech beragloi, yishoy cheyoch lo shach shech b'yode nami, so memele, so that's, then you could be mispallim, but this will never occur. Less mamish it's a mabul. So the Gemara weiter, Omar Rabbe Baba Chana Ledidi Chaza Li Keren Ofel, he once saw this place Keren Ofel. To come, and you want to know how tall Keren Ofel is, to come Ahu Taya Kirochid Gamlo, there was a Seicha Yishmaeli that was riding a camel, V'nokat rumche biyode, and he was holding a spear. So, Mamele, if we want to measure the height, so we have to, he's holding a spear up, so we have to measure the height of the camel and the roichev and the spear. And Mishazi, the person was standing on top of Keren Ofel, and he looked down, so this rider looked like a nive. And we'll see Rashi, what is this? Taye soiche yishmoel, umishazi hai taye, vidgmolei, verumche, verabba babachona, dahavi al kerenof, yosemi kerenofel, inive tilas, the whole thing looking down, it looked like a worm. So we can see how tall this keren eifel is. Lishnachine ki anive lindine, so lindine is beyaskinim, smaller, it's the egg of a louse. Yeah. Zogt die Gemara, zogt die Swiss, Kernoffel perish ein Mokim, Inve perish Linde Balaz, Machmas Goivoi Shel Haar. Zogt die Gemara weiter, Tome Rabot, Venosati Gishmeichem Beitom. It says, Beitom Loi Shikoiro, that means that the earth should not become shikir, it shouldn't become saturated with water. The lights are maya, it should not be thirsty for water. Elo beinanis, it should be an average amount of water. Shekoz aman shakshomim merubim betashtishin esa oretz veina meitziya peiris. That the kshomim merubim is not a simen broche. Here we're speaking of Chukaisai Teilechu, so therefore it says Be'itam. It's an average amount of water. What does Rashi Le Shikaira Le Shisuya Yaisa Midai Shemetashtishim Esa Oretz? Now, Kan Shayil Aben, that this drosh is telling us that one will get the correct amount of rain. Later we're going to have Dova Acha Be'itam Beleile Lirvius Beleile Shabbosais. Later we're going to speak about that the Pasuk is telling us a broche that it will fall at an appreciated time. That's Be'itam and it's time. But here we're speaking about the amount of rain that is going to fall. So the Shaila is, where do we see this Be'itam? I found the Torah Tmimen and Pashas B'chokos and Mutzitzer how they bash in this drosha. The Ben Yayoda wants to say, Be'itom is Oisius of Tam. that the clouds are bishleimis. That means they're not over, or they're not giving too much too much rain, not too little rain. That's of tam. That's be'itom. Davar acher, be'itom b'leile revi'yis b'leile shabosis. That they'll fall leile revi'yis b'leile shabosis. That's be'itom. Now what is the skula of these two nights? So Rashi says, "Beitam zah b'leilu reviyis b'leilu shabosis da in teirech livnei adam." It is not difficult for people. Da inam hulchem ledrochem b'leilu reviyis b'nei igeres pas mochlas bepsochem. The Gemara says in Psochem, igeres pas mochlas was a type of a shed. She came along with a whole. But the whole group of Malachi Chavola, it was a shrek to go out at night. It was a dangerous affair. Now, the Gemara, it seems that she was Shailet the whole week. And then once she met up with Rab Chanina ben Doise, and the Shea told Rab Chanina ben Doise, Moli Shemachizn Alecha Bashamayim and Yagadlas and Teire, I will be mazik you, but since the choshev mulamaylo, I won't do anything to you. So he says, "Ooh, if I'm choshev mulamaylo, it's good to hear. Gazrani alecha that you shouldn't come anymore on this world." So say that was it was megala what his matzav is lamaylo. So this igris bas mochlas was beseeched and please don't. For some reason, there's a reason why the shed should be shaylet in this world. So Bekitzer, they made up that Leil Reviyis and Leil Shabbos, this shed is shaylet. But during the rest of the week, it's not shaylet. So the Marsha says that, that's a koponim, till Rab Chanina ben Doise, all the nights the shed was shaylet. After Rab Chanina ben Doise, he whittled it down to Leil Shabbos. So Be'etzem, the Posik Parshas B'chakoyse was written before Rab Chanina ben Doise. So Fakert, so before Rab Chanina ben Doise, no one went out at all at night. So Fakert, Be'itam means it'll rain at night. After Rab Chanina ben Doise, people started going out at night. So Mamela, so then the Be'itom is Leil Revi Leili Shabbosis. Shekein motzinu b'mei Shimon ben Shetach sheyoldu lahem kshomim b'leil Reviyis b'leili Shabbosis ad shenasu chitim kechloyeis וסעירים כגרעיני זייסים ועדשים כדין רייזוב. That they used to rain in the times of Shimon ben Shetach ליל רביעיס ליל שבוסס. Now, in the times of Shimon ben Shetach, this was before Rab Chanina ben Doise was the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So, בעצם, every night it could have rained. But here we see that it's sufficient to rain, itom, it's sufficient to rain two nights. They don't have to be spread out from the beginning of the week to the end of the week. You can have two nights close together, Wednesday night and Leil Shabbos, and that's sufficient. And with such rains, with such a pattern, one can have a chitim kekloyis, a soirim kegarinizaisim, a dashim kedin rezo. But tzaru behem, so for ketum, this maisa we learned that it's sufficient. So, v'nasati gishmechem be'itam, that means two nights, and even nights two, which are close together, that's sufficient. Nasati gishmechem be'itam. V'nosna haaretz yibul, and you'll get such produce. Mitzoru mehem, and they went and they took that tfuah which had grown then, which was much larger than the normal tfuah. Dugme ledoiris, leidia kama achet goyim. That means without chet, you could have such a broch in the tfuah. Shenema aveni seichem hitu elo אלה וחתיסיכם מונו הטוב מכם. וכן מוצינו בימי הורדס, and then the Gemara says, God is posik in Yumi before speaking about rain, then it's saying, Abeniseichem, Itu Eilam Chatiseichem, Monum HaToyv Mikem. But if there is not the right amount of rain, that's the reason is Abeniseichem Chatiseichem. וכן מוצינו בימי הורדס, שהיו עוסקים בבניין בית המקדש, והיו יורדים גשמים בלילה. There was also a zman that the door was mukhshar. They were rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. Vayu yordim gshamim balayla. Lamocha, so also a zman rotzen, you know, when you used to go out at night. Lamocha, but there bizman, oh, this was even a bigger chesed. Lamocha, noshva haruach, a wind blew, v'nispazro ha'ovim, וזורכו החמו, ויוצא אום למלאכתם, ויודו שמלאכת שמיים בידיהם. That means they knew how מרוצה their הנהגה was, that they did such a גבלדג השכוח הפרוטיס, that in the morning, any difficult matzav that could arise from rain, in the morning the wind blew it away, and then the sun came out, and they were able to have a normal life, and even though it used to rain each night. The Ben Yehuda wants to say, V'yodu, an interesting lotion, Shemleche Shamayim Bideyim. I mean, what's V'yodu? I mean, they were Isaac and Binyan Habayis. What's V'yodu Shemleche Shamayim Bideyim? So he wants to say that it could be, the Gemara says in Baba Basra, who this rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash. And the reason why he did this was because he killed out all the Chachamim, and Engas Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove told him a tikkun what he could do, that who kova neiri shaloylam, the Tamid Chachamim is yasek b'ayri shaloylam, he should be Isaac to build up the Beis HaMikdash. So Hurdus built the Beis HaMikdash with a pnia. He needed a tikkun. He had done a horrible action. So he built it with a pnia. Something that's built with a pnia is not such a mutzlach tikizach. So the Chazal are telling us, the Yodu Shemaleches Shemayim Bideim. The Boinim alone, he gave the materials. But the Boinim alone, they built it with Arapniya. They built it, Shemalecha Shemayim B'yadayim. The whole Malacha was L'shem Shemayim, by the Boinim. So therefore, it was Gavaldike Rotzin and Achasruch to the Boinim Shleilam. Did not look at the interest of Hudis. We looked at the Boinim. And the Bainim was a malacha l'shem shamayim, and therefore they were zeicha to see such a shefa brocha of kshamim be'itam. Zot Rashi, shekeim atzinu kleime v'shem atayim en tzipik b'kshamim shal beiz leilis b'shabbis, atzinu b'meishim en ben shetach, tzorur u'koshru v'otzru hudis, sosa binyan de'ezra, bono binyan yofa mimeno b'boba basra. Zog de Gemara weiter, Maise shesholchu, we had in the Mishnah, Lechoyni Amagel, Tono Rabbonon, Pam Achas, Yotza Roi Vador, V'lo Yodu Kshomim, and it hadn't rained, it was a terrible matzav. Sholchu Lechoyni Amagel, Ispalo V'yerdu Kshomim, Ispalo V'lo Yodu Kshomim, Og Uge, so he went and he made a circle around himself. Va'omad b'soicha k'derech she'osach Habakkuk Hanavi. She'nemar al mishmarti emoido v'siyatzva al motzer. So the Mashal explains a person is in the spalo, he also stands in one place. But here it says a kefal haloshin. Emoido ve'es yatzvo. So I'll stand and I'll remain here till the tefillah will be nene. But he can't go out. So he did the same, that he will not go out till his tefillah will be nene. Omar lefanov, Ribbono shel olam, banecha samu pneim olai shaniket ben bayis lefanecha. Nishba ani b'shimcha hagodol, she'enei zoz mikan ad she'terachim al bonecho. He swore that he won't go out ad she'terachim al bonecho. This is using pressure. Hischilu kshomim menatvin, so it started drizzling. Amru lei talmidov, Rebbe ra'inucha, Rinucha Rashi says, Nira Oyscha, let us be zeiche to continue seeing you. The loy namus, we shouldn't die from hunger. Ava ksirash shomim, aba kimedumim onu, shenk shomim yordam alahata shvu oscha. It seems your tefillah was the only ritzi we have in Hashemayim is you made a shvu that you won't get out of the yuge. Till it rains, so it's raining. But what was needed to be accomplished was not accomplished by this kshamim and natvim. The Marsha asks, how could they say such a thing? His shvua was ein izoz mikan ad shetarachim al bonecha. The shvua was that shetrachem al banecha of gshamim and natvim is not rachem al banecha. They said namo, so it's not matter the shvua. He's not permitted to go out. So the Masha says that they didn't hear the whole shvua. They just heard the enizos mikan, but he says that they didn't hear. So they thought enizos mikan. If it won't rain, enizos mikan. So Memele, so that's how they thought. So they thought that was the whole purpose of the Shvua. Ben Yoda wants to say could be that the shrain would help that grass would be able to grow and the animals will have what to eat, and then they'll be able to eat the basar of the animals. So it means there is some sort of rachmanas al bonecha oichet, but the tamidim or ma'ira that this is slamaisa will also bring tamisa because it's not sufficient. Omar, so then Chayni Amago says loikach shalti alagishmei boireis psichen amoris yodu bizaf, so they started pouring down ad shekol tipa v'tipa kim maloi pi chovis. The size of each drop was like the size of the opening of a chavis, of a barrel. V'shiru chachomim shein tipo p'chuso miluk. So this is the size, and this is the weight. That means it was a luk. If you want to know a luk is, a revius a luk is, let's look at that. This is a kaish shel kiddush. Between 3 and 5 ounces, Berech. This is a luk. So this would be about 20 ounces or 12 ounces. That was each drop. Omru loy talmidav Rebbe ve'inucha ve'loy nomus. Let us be zeichet to see you ve'loy nomus. Kimdumim onu she'en shomim yordem ala abet ha'ilam. This will bring bad ibet ha'ilam. Omar lefanov, so Chayne Magal was mispalo lekach shalti elagish meirotzein brocha nedove. Yo diketikuna, it's raining very well, and now it didn't stop raining. At she'olu kolom laharabais mnehakshomim. Now there was a different problem. There's enough rain, there's no drought, but it's very uncomfortable now because of the ribuk shomim. Omru lei Rebbe kishem shispalalto sheyerdu kach ispalu v'yelchu lehem. Omru lehem kach mekublani shem ispalalim arayv ha-toyve. We're not mispalal arayv toyve, the way we had before. Af al pikein heviu li par hido. Bring me a par hido. הביאו לו איפה רעידו, סומך שתי ידו עולו ועומה לפונות. ריבוני של אילום, עמכו ישראל שהצייסו ממצרים, אינם יכולים למות, לאי ברויב טויבה ולאי ברויב פירוניס. That's Amcha Yisrael, they can't rave Teuve, they can't be aimed in labor of Peronius. Ka'asta aleihem, einam yecheilem lamayt. Ishpata aleihem Teuve, einam yecheilem lamayt. Yirotzim ulfonecha, sheyifseku hakshomim, v'yirevach bo'ilom. V'yanosh v'horuach, v'nispazru ha'ovim, v'zorcha ha'chamo, v'yotza om lesode, v'vilem kemeyim u'pitriyos. And they brought mushrooms. It seems these mushrooms grew from the Lachluchis Hakshamim. That's why there was a Gishmei Broch. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, "Kederech she'osach Habakkuk b'mefarsh petargum shel tefilas Habakkuk amishmati amoydik min beis asurim osa v'yosha. Reinucha v'loy nomos nira oischa v'loy nomos b'nichusa hishtadu shloy nomos barov ibnei atziras kshamim." Par Hido, so Rashi learns Hido is lehisfadis olov. Va osa olov smiche veviu shlomi. Chayni bizman abai yisoye. So Dachsim the Marsho says, so what was the vidui? The vidui was that the emerson and this gufa ain mispalulim al reif teive. So I'm doing the wrong thing. Abba Rabbeinu Shalom, we're not in this madrege to be able to be saved the Reif Toive. That's how the Farashi learns. The Gvura Sari wants to say that Par Hido is the Loshen, he's Yimasvada, and a Shlomim, Psanai Yizach. He wants to say it's a Par Hido, the was a Toide. Was a Toide, just like when the Abba Tzrich and Lahida is, so here the Zich was as Man Hido. There was in a desperate need of rain, and it rained, so they brought a teide. It seems b'shas tavos a teide was only mispalel that the Rabbi Yishlom should be mapsik the kshamin. Okay, with pitriyes, bugyets belaz mushroom sheyets sheyotzem melachluch ha kshamin v'yodu kishal brocha hoya. Zok the Gemara weiter. Sholach loy Shimon ben Shetach. Il mole chayni ato, if you wouldn't be chayni, geizrani olecho nidi. I'd be geizer nidi on you. That's another going as a girse, v'loy oit, elo, she'ilu shonim kishneiliyo. Think. If there would be shonim kishneiliyo, shemavteches kshomim biyodi shaleliyo. Is loy nimtza shem shemayim ischalel ayoda? That means, it's a moiridik and dangerous thing you did. You're making a shvur, you won't go out if it won't rain. And bishonim, whatever, the bishonim shoshneiliyo, Elyonov, he said he made a shvur, that it won't rain, unless it's up to him. So Memele, now imagine if it'd be such a combination. You're swearing it has to rain, another Tzaddik will swear that it shouldn't rain, and what's going to be? It'll be Amor Dekechil Hashem, making such an anhugge, such a dangerous action. Avoma Eseloch Shate Mischate Lifnei Hamokim, Yochoyte Lifnei Hamokim, Voiselocho Retzoincho, Kebein Shemischate Al Ovi Voiselo Retzoinei.
And that's the, so to say, that's the marshal, Shatfeini Betzainon was the Netifas Kshomim, not Fukshomim, and then, that's Lochzaini Bechamim, that was, Lochzaini Bechamim is the Shemishanot for Shabtaini Betzainan, that was the one to be Bishtife, then Liagoism Ken Mafraskim, that was the normal lane, the Gishmei Broche. Olecha akosav oima yismach avicha vimecha besogel yelatecha. So yismach avicha is going on the Rabbein Yisrael, vimecha is going on Knesset Yisrael. Besogel yelatecha is going on your two parents. Vachsach may they bring from Rab Chaim Volozhiner. Rab Chaim Volozhiner said, Ulmole choyni ata geizrani olecha nidui. I will be geizer on you, nidui. But since you're chayini, I won't be geizer on you, but you should be geizer on yourself, nidui. And because of the anhog, you should be mekabel nidui on yourself, because of what you had done. That's what he told him. That's telling him, stamzei amaisil moli, lemain afkamine. He's telling him that I can't, but you should be mekabel nidui on yourself. Il moli chayini ata v'odam godol, nadish menadim akveit arab, shitir dvorim, v'om aloikach sha'alti. Was an anhoge that wasn't masim lekvoy darav. Shilmoli o yeshonim kishnele yo, zeiras atziris kshomim, mafter shikshom yodhi shal yo, gassinu lenim shashem shemayim ischalo bet mir. Shimele yo o yenishba chay Hashem, im yi ashonim eila talomota, kim lefi dvore, ve'ato nishba shenate zoz, at sheyerdu kshomim. That's my other say, so how did Elionovi swear? Elionovi swore because he was a Novi. So when he swore, the Mafteh Shel Kshomim was Biyodai. And later, if someone else will swear, so he could make it rain. See, he was a Navi, he knew what was happening, but you're not allowed to swear. You come out to Chil Hashem. Mischate loshen chet, kloima hoylech v'choyte, yo hoylech v'choyte. Zog de Gemara weiter. Tana Rabbanan. Ma sholchu b'nei lishkas ha-gozis l'choyni ha-magal. The Sanhedrin were very appreciative of the anhoga of l'choyni ha-magal, so they sent him and touched him a posik and iyuv. Vatik zar oimer vayokim loch. Val b'rochecha no go'er. Vatik zar oimer ato gezalto milamato. Kaddish Baruch Hu Mekayim Amorecha Milamaylo Ba'al Drochecha Noga Oyer Der Shoye Ofel Hi'arto Bitfilosho Ki Hishpilu Vatoyma Geiva Der Shoye Shofel Igvato Bitfilosho B'shach Inayim Yeshia Der Sheshoch Pavoyno Yeshato Bitfilosho Yemaleti noki, dershuloi hoya noki, milatete bit filoshoi, nimlat peber kapech milatetoi, you rescue them by my seer decha brurim. Yeah, Omar Abyechne. Ko yomov shaloisei tzadik, hoya mitztair al mikroze. He was mitzayir, Choyni Amagol was mitzayir on this posit. Shir Amalais b'shiva Hashem ha-shiva siin ha-yinu kecholmin. So this is speaking about Golas Bovel, and Golas Bovel, the posit is medame to a cholom. Omar me'ike denayim shivin shoven b'chelmo. There's such a thing as a 70-year cholom? A person sleeps for a stretch of 70 years? So you saw a person planting a chorov tree, cherubim. Omalei, hi, at kamo shonin toim. It says, how long will it take for peiros to come out? Omalei, at shivim shnin. It'll take 70 years. Amalai pshita loch techayisa shivin shnin. You're planting a tree. You're not even going to live for 70 years. I gave her alma becharuvashkach. When I came into this world, I know. I found the world bechub. There was chuvim here planted by previous generations. Kehecha the shosel liavosai, just like my ancestors, my parents, grandparents planted that I should have. Shosli nam yelivroi. So I'm planting my children should have. Yosef kakorif rifte, so he started eating bread, oscillations, and then he got sleepy. Nim, he fell asleep. Hadrele mishunise. So around him, they surrounded him a stone, like a stone wall, that surrounded him. He fell asleep, and around him was like a stone wall that was high, that covered him completely. Ichseme einay. And no one noticed him. He was unseen. People just saw there was a big stone there. He was lemaise surrounded by this stone. Benim shivim shnin, and he slept for 70 years. He come when he woke up. Chozye lahu gavre davikomalaket minayu, that he saw a person that was taking the pears from this v'chruvim. Amalei. Atu the shesalte, you were the one that planted this tree. Amalei bar bereyana, now I'm a grandson. Amalei shmami no denai mishivin shnin. So it seems I slept 70 years. Chazal lechamre di shalid leremochi remochi. I looked on the other side and he left over chamer, and we'll see the chamer. There was already descendants. There's a lot of chamerim that had came out from his chamer. Ozel says he came to his house. Omalei, Omalu, Brei de Chaynia Magal Mikayim, is the son of Chaynia Magal alive. Omalei Brei, less, Baal Brei, he said, but the grandson is alive. Omalu, Ano Chaynia Magal. Lehim knew, they did not believe it. Ozel Beis HaMedrash. Shemini L'Rabbonon de Komri, Nehirin Shmaitzin, Kibishnei Chaynia Magal. The Marsho seems to say he came to the Beis Medrash, and El Toch Kedarshin to the Beis HaMedrash, and they were Gevaldik Nispoil, and they said, Nehirin Shmaitzin, now we have such a Gevaldik Klokait, and the Sugi is, Kibishnei Chayin Yamagel, just like it was in the times of Chayin Yamagel, they heard about it, the Chihavayil, the Beis Medrash, when Chayin Yamagel came into the Beis Medrash, Kol Kushid Avel Rabbonon, have him a fiery cloth. He used to answer all the kashas with mamash geshmak. Now you came in. See, a fremde person came in. It's mamash meredi. Amalu anoniyu. I'm chayni amagu. Lahim nu. Le'ovdele yikore kidemi boy. They did not give him the COVID, which he was deserving of. So the Maharsho says, I saw so as a reason getal metrochim. But they didn't know he was a balufde. That means, chayni amagu had other milas also. Is cholish died. He said a gevaldike chlishes adas boy rachmi umis. So he's mispalo that he should be nifter. Amarove heine damri inche oichavrusa oimisusa. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says derish lishkes agozis anhedrim derish ayofum meroiv tzar shlayoduk shomit. Rashi means Rashi and Tillum says Shiramalis was mispalled that the Tahim should be Yale. He said the 15 Shiramalis, a Loshan Ilim, it should go up. Hinukhelmim Kahalim Nid Megolos Bobu Shoya Shivim Shona. Shivim shani bechelme, but me yisa the naim, shivim shnidi, someone that sleeps 70 years, bechelme. Yesh odem yoshin shivim shani beshin achas. Ad shivim shin leitoin peire betine kamaisa. First gives out peires after 70 years. Yosef chayne mago bekokor chifte. Och yisina no alma becheru veyashkachtei, kirech de shosoli avos ano nam yishalaboy. Adrele Mishonisa also speak voice of Shane Sella. So, like, stones, surrounded him. Pirsimene din Shilashkechu also, no one found him there. Ramchi, Vlodi, Vlodi, he found Einik Lech already from this Chamoyah. ואילו השונים דניים, מעוברס זוכר היסו, הישך המויר בז מעוברס אי זוכר, וחוזר הבו עליהו, so then has, this זוכר was born on the mother, ולידו, and they had all these חמוירים. אמלו, שאולוין בני שולחן ימגו קיים, יהיו נלוח הנך שמייץ מוגס לנו שמוזו כי למדנו בחייב שוכן ימגו שמפרקס לנו מגיע לנו יופי יופי ויחברו שם יסוס ולגרסין הנוכי כחברי דייב אלו בבובה בסרה כבי מייסי דייב אם אין חבר של אדם נויגים בוי קובד כבי התחיל לנוח לי שיומוס נמי משום הנך ביוני לי כוסף בספורנו דבוסת שגירסן רשי זמי חיקה